Rules written by the Public Service Commission would require a 1,250-foot setback between wind turbines and neighboring homes. Governor Scott Walker proposed a longer setback, and several GOP lawmakers on a committee considering the rule indicated they want more distance as well. Leading the push for more space are rural landowners, including Larry Wunsch of Fond du Lac County.
And I'm here to tell you, and I've tried to tell this to the council, that that wind turbine next to my place has changed our lives.
Wunsch was on the PSC committee that considered these rules. He says he tried to explain to other members how the noise and flickering shadows from the wind farm near his home had driven down his property value.
But it seemed like every time we talked about sound and property values and things like that, we just kind of flew by it. And I really, today I'm telling you that the council, I think, was pro-wind, and I think that rule should be thrown in the wastebasket.
But Gary Koster of wind turbine manufacturer Northern Power Systems says that would be a mistake.
These turbines are bringing jobs, lots of jobs, to the state of Wisconsin.
Koster says Wisconsin's manufacturing industry is great at feeding the wind turbine supply chain. Overturning these siting rules, he says, worries him.
I need to build my turbines and assemble my turbines as close as I can to my manufacturing. Some of these parts are very large. If I can't sell turbines in Wisconsin, big or small, why would I want to be here when I can be somewhere else that actually wants my business?
Without any action, the new wind siting rules are set to take effect March 1st. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.